Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Morgan. How may I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I'm looking at a MasterCard statement, and I have a charge to from somebody called Deluxe Easy, and I have no idea what it's for. The purchase was $713. Can you help me with that?
I can try to assist you with the charge with your zip code and first and last name.
My zip code is 78411, and my name is Betty DiLorenzo.
78411?
11.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
Yes, 3535 Santa Fe, number 28, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78411.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for that. Give me one moment.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, and so it looks like this was a order that was placed for the pulse oximeter. However, this account was canceled earlier today.
I'm sorry, what was the item?
It was for a pulse oximeter, a heart rate monitor.
Like that. I had another odd posting on my credit card statement, and it was also something like that for $40. And I've not ordered any of these. It's the one ailment I don't have, probably. But so I, you know, what do I do about this? Call the bank card or?
Yes, I do recall doing the shipping handling for that order. It would have been the 574.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. You know, I have no reason to have that or know what it is.
Are you familiar with the email address? B as in boy, ELO, 434@AOL.com?
Yes.
As well as a phone number of 361-215-1658?
Absolutely.
And yes, and it looks like that order was placed with that email address as well as that phone number and delivered on May 7th at 3:03 p.m. And knowing your household could have placed that order.
Wow. Okay. No. I'm here by myself. Except my dog. That sort of thing. Okay. I've received nothing. So I'll just call. But
yes,
thank
and
you
that
very
order was placed underneath that email address as well as that phone number. If you do not recall placing the order, we can have this account or the account was already canceled for any future billings. I can have you transferred over to fraud.
Okay, thank you.
We do have to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously. We open all investigations to the local authorities and prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify it was not done by you or anyone in your household for the pulse oximeter, and no one did a survey to receive that order.
No. I appreciate that, Morgan. Thank you.
Yes, and so I'll go ahead and have you transferred over to fraud now. Thanks for all customer support. You have a great day.